At this time, we take a look at some of the current national issues and items affecting Northeast Louisiana. Our in-house segment welcomes Louisiana's U.S. Representative from the 5th Congressional District, Rodney Alexander. Congressman, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.
Recently, you have called for a meeting with leaders of the Army Corps of Engineers and state officials about levee encroachments along the Tensaw Basin system. The system received an unacceptable rating from the Corps. Now they seek to clear trees and other encroachments along the levees, which would affect areas along the river and Monroe. First, Congressman, your call for the meeting, and secondly, how much more clearance are we looking at these new levee guidelines requiring along the basin system?
Well, I think they're saying that there's nothing that can be within 15 feet of the base of the levee, trees or utility poles or anything. Now, those have been acceptable in the past, but going back to Hurricane Katrina, as a result of the winds blowing there, there were some trees that were blown over down in the southern part of the state, and a federal judge said that those trees could have been the cause of flooding, and as a result, it exposed the Corps of Engineers to some legal obligations that they had not had to deal with in the past. So I think the Corps' decision to remove all obstacles or trees in the levee system today is just trying to protect their legal side, backside, if you will, in the future. But we're glad that they're willing to sit and talk. We want to meet with them, with the Tensaw Basin levee officials and other officials, about the financial problem that it creates for the levee district by requiring them to remove obstructions in the levee system without any financing to help with it. Plus, it's going to make it unattractive. And we don't feel like they're a problem here, but we want to deal with it.
You're hoping for that meeting next month. Now, is there a timeline the Corps has for intending to begin this work?
Well, we feel like it can be flexible. They were told that the issue need to be resolved soon, but we're hoping that we have this meeting that we'll get some leeway there and some flexibility in making some of the adjustments that they want us to make.
As we turn our attention to the Lake Providence Port, you visited the site a couple of times where dredging is taking place. How is progress there?
Well, doing good. I was there on Monday evening where the project is taking place. They're dredging around the clock. Hopefully in a couple of weeks they'll have the channel there cleared out deeply enough that those barges can move through with little resistance, and they can fully load the barges. That was the problem, that the barges couldn't be completely loaded with grain, so therefore the massive amount of grain that's being harvested up there now had no place to go. The bins are all full, so we're optimistic that we'll be able to satisfactorily be able to move those products to ports of interest later on.
Are local officials there hopeful that that would occur hopefully sometime by the end of this month?
Correct. I talked to Reynolds Minsky on Monday evening, and he thinks that in 2 weeks they'll be able to be through. Now, the dredger apparently is not going to do as much as Reynolds Minsky wants to happen, but we're working with him to see if we can keep it up there a little bit longer.
And Congressman, any latest word on the Madison port? How are things holding up there?
Well, we know that they're saying that they can't get back into operation this harvest season, so that's creating yet another problem. But we were talking to a truck driver that owns some grain trucks just yesterday down in the Vidalia area that's moving up that way, so we can have more trucks and a better way of storing some of that grain now that we have an absence of the Madison port. And we'll just have to wait till later and store that grain and move it onto the barges when we can through the course of the fall and winter.
Congressman, lastly, Paul Ryan, the vice presidential pick on the Republican ticket, What do you see as the main reason Mitt Romney may have chosen Ryan in heading into the fall campaign?
Well, I think there are a couple of main reasons, if that makes sense. But I think it's youth, experience, his energy, and the fact that I think the strongest reason would probably be the fact that Paul Ryan says things that need to be said, not what people are wanting to hear. And at this particular time, I think that's his strength.
Congressman Rodney Alexander from Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.